B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's funny, like, sometimes if I realize I left my license at home or something, I drive completely different. Like, oh, I can't get pulled over now, as if it's safe to get pulled over any other time. That's what yesterday was like with the new no-touch laws. Everybody was driving so 10-2, straight ahead, no sudden movements, can't get pulled. Don't go over the speed limit. How was it for you, Melissa?
I will have to say, I think you guys will be very proud. I actually went on Friday and I got a car mount or a phone mount. And I did not look at my phone or did not touch my phone, not one time. And I drove this weekend, was really busy. I drove up to Lowell and back twice. Wow. And yeah, I get text messages,
day one,
phone calls, and everything. And I did not look at, I will have to say, I had a couple videos playing.
Right.
But I wasn't really watching them. I just had them in the background type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's why I want to get a mount like that goes in my cup holder.
Yeah.
Instead of up on the dash, because I don't want people seeing like what's on my phone.
Right, right, right. And that way you can look down and not ahead as to what's happening in front of you.
Apparently you can adjust it. It has a long arm and you can still kind of put it up, but it doesn't have to be like up on display where everyone can see it.
Right, right.
So I want to get one of those. I might return mine.
If anyone knows of any good ones, please let me know because mine was trash.
Really?
And I got one of the magnetic ones. It's supposed to be a good one. I saw all the reviews for it. And my phone kept falling off. I was like, I couldn't get it to stick. Like, nothing was working. I was pissed.
You got to get the one.
I had an awful weekend with it.
Babs, you got to get the, of course, I'm surprised Phil didn't get pulled
right,
over.
Exactly.
You got to get the one. I actually sent Melissa a picture of it that you can plug into your, like, vent. And it's one of those, you put your phone near it, it opens up. It latches on your phone, charges it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's out of the way.
I don't like the vent ones, though.
See, I got a vent one. Oh, and until Pebble sent her email last night saying hers didn't work, mine was fine. I pull into work this morning, it falls off the vent.
Really?
So, yeah. But I think it was just because of the way I had it on. So I put it back on. I think it's okay now. But I also got kind of a cheaper one. Mine was only $20. They had like a $30 one. But I'm like, what's the difference? And they couldn't tell me what the difference was.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm like,
now
I'm
you getting, know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The $20 one doesn't hold the phone.
It's doing all right so far.
Be careful driving out there, okay? Just, you know what, just put us on and leave it at that. That way you'll be entertained and you won't get pulled over.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.